Awe Islanders? Are you looking for an insider scoop on everything Awe Island? Well, look no further than our very own newsletter. By signing up, you'll be the first to know about any Awe Island-related news, updates, and big announcements. And as a special thank you for signing up, you'll get access to a special Awe Island episode called Odette Goes Camping. This exclusive episode is only available to newsletter subscribers, so don't miss out. Simply head over to aweisland.com and enter your email address when prompted. Thank you for listening, and now, let's begin the relaxation.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Are you ready to be calm on Awe Island? Before we begin, let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Great job, everyone. Let's relax by taking a deep dragon breath together. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire, like a dragon. Are you ready? Deep breath, in and out. As you breathe out, feel your legs, back, and belly relax. Now picture a baby elephant hugged tight by its mother's trunk. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby elephant. As you imagine the elephant, let's take another deep dragon breath. Here we go. Deep breath in and out. As your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, imagine that you are the baby elephant held tightly in your mama elephant's trunk. You feel safe and loved. Now let's take one more deep dragon breath together. Remember to breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and breathe out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Take a deep breath in and out. Now close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. And now, let's begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Brave Little Seed. It was a beautiful, cozy afternoon by the Awe Island Creek. A gentle breeze rustled through the leaves of the trees. Birds chirped joyfully, flitting from branch to branch, and the sun shined down through the branches overhead, warming the grass and wildflowers on the ground. In an oak tree overlooking the creek, Anton Acorn hung delicately on a branch, enjoying the view. Anton clung tightly to his branch, taking in the picturesque view below, However, he soon noticed that his branch was gradually lowering closer to the ground. Anton felt conflicted. On one hand, he loved being up high and looking out over the creek. But on the other hand, he knew that Oswald, the oak tree he lived in, didn't appreciate the extra weight of his branches caused by the acorns. Even though he knew that Oswald got annoyed with the acorns, Anton didn't want to leave the tree. He enjoyed the sense of security and comfort that being nestled in the branches of Oswald's tree provided him. Besides, he felt like he was contributing to the beauty of the world by being part of it. As Anton continued to hang on his branch, lost in thought, he suddenly felt a gust of wind blow through the tree. The branch he was hanging onto shook violently, causing Anton to lose his grip and fall towards the ground. Anton's heart raced as he tumbled through the air. Fortunately, a soft bed of leaves broke his fall. But before Anton could breathe a sigh of relief, he began to roll downhill. Anton rolled and tumbled until he came to a stop at the base of a willow tree by the creek. He tried to gather his thoughts and make sense of what had just happened. As Anton lay there, disoriented and confused, a gentle voice spoke to him. "Are you okay?" the voice asked. Anton looked up to see a magnificent willow tree swaying in the breeze. Anton hesitated for a moment, unsure of how to respond. He felt a little uncertain because he was in a new situation. Anton had never been off his branch before. But then he realized that he was safe and that the willow was just trying to be friendly and helpful. "Yes, thank you," Anton replied with a smile, pushing aside his hesitation. "I'm Anton. I live in Oswald Oak's tree." "It's nice to meet you, Anton," the willow said kindly. "I'm Wilma. I'm glad you didn't get hurt rolling down the hill like that." "I am too," Anton agreed. He thought about how scared he had been when he fell from his branch. Sensing something was upsetting the little acorn, Wilma asked, "Is everything all right, Anton?" Anton decided to tell Wilma how he got into this situation. "I was just hanging out in the oak tree," Anton began. "But my branch was getting lower and lower. Then the wind blew me away and I ended up here." "That's quite a journey," said Wilma. "I guess so," Anton murmured. "Wilma, do you know how to get back to Oswald? I'd really like to go back up on my branch." Wilma looked at Anton with a compassionate expression and replied, "Well, Anton, I don't think it's possible for you to return to Oswald's branches." The willow's leaves rustled reassuringly as she continued. "You see, you are not just an acorn. You are a seed. And now that you have fallen from the oak tree, it's time for you to start growing into a tall oak tree yourself." Anton looked at Wilma with a mix of confusion and fear. "I don't want to grow into a tree," he said. "I like being an acorn. I like the familiarity of my branch." Wilma could sense that Anton was scared, and she listened patiently as he explained his fear of growing into a big plant. "It's okay to be scared, Anton," Wilma said soothingly. "Growing up can be scary, but it's part of life. You have everything you need to grow big and strong. Anton looked at Wilma with uncertainty. But what if I don't know how to grow? He asked. What if I don't have what it takes? Wilma smiled kindly at Anton. You have everything you need, Anton, she repeated. You have the soil, the sunshine, and the water. And you have the strength inside of you to grow into a beautiful oak tree. Anton thought about what Wilma had said. Since he couldn't stay an acorn forever, maybe it was time to take a chance and see what the future held for him. What will it be like? Anton asked timidly. Wilma took a deep breath and looked at Anton with a warm smile. Well, Anton, she began, it will be nothing like anything you have ever experienced before. You will start to feel your roots growing into the ground, reaching for water and nutrients. You will stretch your branches towards the sky, soaking in the sunshine and fresh air. And over time, you will grow into a tall, strong oak tree, just like Oswald. Anton listened carefully, imagining what it would be like to have roots and branches of his own. At first, he felt scared and uncertain, but as Wilma continued to speak, he began to feel a little excited. With Wilma's gentle encouragement, Anton closed his eyes and started to visualize himself as a big, tall oak tree. He imagined his roots stretching deep into the ground, anchoring him firmly in place. He pictured his branches reaching high up into the sky, swaying gently in the breeze. And he felt a sense of pride and wonder as he imagined himself growing bigger and stronger with each passing day. When Anton opened his eyes again, he felt much more confident and determined. Maybe growing into a tree wouldn't be so scary after all. Anton looked up questioningly at the grand willow above him. He found her gentle presence reassuring. If I do grow up, can I grow up next to you? He asked. Wilma smiled warmly at Anton's question. Of course you can, Anton, she replied. I would be honored to have you grow up next to me. We will grow tall and strong together, and you will see how beautiful it is to be a tree. Anton looked at Wilma with a newfound sense of hope. He realized that he had been clinging to his old branch out of fear. But now, he had a chance to grow into something more. Okay, he said finally, I'll try to grow. Thank you, Wilma, he said gratefully. Wilma swayed gently in the breeze, her leaves rustling in approval. That's the spirit, Anton, she said. Just remember, growing takes time and patience. But with each passing day, you will grow stronger and taller, and you will become the oak tree that you were meant to be. Anton smiled as he looked up at the sky. He knew he had a lot to learn about growing and becoming a tree. But he felt excited for the journey ahead. With Wilma's support and guidance, he was ready to embrace the unknown and grow into something bigger and better than he had ever imagined. Anton spent the rest of the day chatting with Wilma about being a tree. Over the course of the day, the wind had brushed a little grass and dirt around Anton. While he watched the sunset, he felt cozy and snug, as though surrounded by a blanket. He took a deep dragon breath, in and out. Letting the peacefulness of the evening settle over him. As he relaxed, his mind drifted to all the things he was grateful for. First, he was thankful for Oswald's branch, which had been his home for as long as he could remember. Anton yawned and took another deep dragon breath in and out. He thought about his new friend, Wilma. Anton was most grateful for Wilma, who had patiently encouraged him to grow into a tree and helped him face his fears. Anton took one last deep dragon breath, in and out. Feeling a sense of gratitude for everything around him. And the little acorn drifted off to sleep, dreaming of becoming a mighty oak tree. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.